we have an extremely special guest with us today, and because of this, I wanted to get VoiceOver Man in live, because I think it's only right. So thank you so much for coming in.
Where do I stand?
If you stand there, okay.
Sorry, I normally have my butler to hold my script.
That's okay, we're good. Okay, if you could just do the intro for me right now.
75 million albums sold worldwide. One of the greatest music producers of all time, with 36 platinum records to his name. Winner of 3 Grammy Awards. Winner of 2 MTV Video Music Awards. Winner of a prestigious NAACP Image Award in 2009 for Outstanding Actor in a Television Movie, Miniseries or Dramatic Special. An actor, producer and star of hit shows, MTV's Making the Band and VH1's I Want to Work for Diddy. Clothing designer, fragrance designer and 2,637,347 followers on Twitter. Blimey, that's 2,516,662 more than you, Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one, the only, Diddy!
That was incredible.
Oh, yes!
You get paid the big bucks.
No, I don't get paid anything.
not for this one.
Thank you very much, man. That was extremely humbling.
The table what? Is moving.
Wow, this is amazing. I never knew you had this.
Disney World in
this.
What,
is crazy.
What happens is we have a table, the desk moves up and down, and our guests, when they come in, they're very excited about it, first of all. The novelty wears off after a while, but first thing you're like, oh, it goes up and down. So Diddy's here, welcome.
Yes, hello UK, it's your boy Diddy, your friendly neighborhood mogul, international superstar, hit making connoisseur.
He's after your job.
I'm modest to boot.
Yes, I'm here to just spread some love today. I love everybody. Hope everybody's having a positive, beautiful Friday, getting ready for the weekend, and it's an honor and privilege and a blessing to be here. Thank you for having me.
So Diddy's here. We also got Dawn and Kalina. Welcome.
Yes. Hello, hello.
Yes. And
so
together
much.
We make dirty money.
Yeah, so this is your new group, your new project. Yes. And together you are Diddy Dirty Money.
Diddy Dirty Money, yes.
So why did you want to form a new group?
Just being a solo artist for such a long time, and just being lonely.
Are you lonely?
Lonely on stage, on promo tour. No, I wanted to just really reinvent the way I presented my music. And this album that I have coming out in September, that we have coming out September 20th, Last Train to Paris. It's a love story, and it's about finding love, losing love, then trying to get it back again. And it was just a huge opportunity to add some female voices. And also, I've been such a big fan of the 3-member groups like Soul to Soul and Loose Ends. And we just wanted to follow in the footsteps of those great groups, those great soul groups. And the sound of it is like hip hop electro soul music, and it's really great.
We're gonna play the song in a minute. What's it like working with them, girls?
It's an honor and it's a pleasure, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we learned so much from Puff, about just life in general, about our craft, you know what I mean? And just to have somebody like of his stature to push us to the next level, it's been an honor.
Yeah. There's a bit of confusion about what we call you in this country. Becky was bringing this up earlier, because you just called him Puff.
Yeah.
Then we VoiceOver Man called you Diddy.
Mr. Diddy.
Yes. Whatever. What do we think about this? Because is it different in America and in the UK? What we call you?
No, the thing is that it's not as confusing as people make it, because I answer to all the names.
Oh, okay.
So it's like an algorithm.
Right.
If you just type in,
type
in all of the names, and I answer to all of them. So Sean, Diddy, Puff Daddy, You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I must admit, it is confusing to people, and just for the record, you could call me any of the names and I answer to all of them. The safest thing to call me, of course, is my name, Sean, because that's the name my mother gave me. But
I call you Sean for the rest of the interview?
No.
You see. It's getting confusing already.
Yeah. Today is Friday, and it's definitely a Diddy day.
Okay, so it's Diddy day.
This is Friday, baby. I mean, Sean is really like for Sundays and Mondays. Fridays, you know. Fridays, Diddy. I'm gonna let loose today.
All right, so I've written down Diddy now, and I won't kind of go.
No. But if you slip up and you say Puff,
if I say Sean or Puff, you forgive
you're,
me.
You're all right. Yes, nothing's gonna happen to you. Trust me.
How long? Are you sure? There's some really scary looking people out there.
No, they just look like that.
Okay, good. There's a lot of people. I can't imagine you ever getting lonely. There's quite a few people with you too.
Yeah, no, I don't really get lonely, but it's a great opportunity. I love reinvention. I'm a fan of Madonna. I'm just a fan of just, I like things innovative and fresh and new, and I always had a dream to like put a group out, and with a group, especially with two female vocalists, it takes away all your limitations. You know what I'm saying? You get to have so much fun. There's nothing you really can't do. And we're having a great time with this album and project, and it's just refreshing, you know?
I love your shoulder pads. Could I just say
thank you? Very
they're
oh
like
my God,
metallic.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Yeah,
it's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, can you just clink them like ding.
Clink them against your earrings?
Yes. See, listen to that. How long are you in town for?
I'm about to take the train to the airport. I'm letting everybody know that because they told me. Listen, they told me that I'm trying to catch the 8:05, and they told me that it would take me in this traffic like 2 hours. But then my driver said, you know, something sounds crazy. But if you want to get there in 15, 20 minutes, you can take the train.
You need to get the Heathrow Express.
I said, I'm on the Heathrow Express. So y'all about to see me, and I will be on the Heathrow Express. Like,
I hope you'll be in first.
6:15. This is first class on Heathrow.
Yeah. They didn't tell you that, did they?
Hey.
There's a first class.
He's calling.
There's a first class on Heathrow Express. But don't give me that. I want to ride with the people, baby. Today's Diddy Day. I want to ride with... Put me in the last train.
You'll
regret that.
Voiceover man never goes standard. And where are you flying to?
I'm flying back to New York.
Okay. So are you going to see the England versus USA World Cup match?
Yeah,
tomorrow?
I'm going to watch it. I have a TV in my house, in my apartment, that is... what is it? They like 200 inches. It's like the biggest TV in the world. Yeah.
So you own the biggest TV in the world?
Yes.
Isn't
I own the biggest
TV in the
world.
That's a cinema. Yeah.
No, it's an actual television set.
Of 200 inches.
200 inches, yes. In my living room.
Do you have a TV in your bathroom? Because that's a sign of...
Huh?
Do you have a big TV in your bathroom as well?
No, it's only I think that's 42 inches. I have
in
a
the bathroom.
Yes.
yeah, because I love television. I'm a television fanatic, and like when I get home, you know, if I know it's PG, but if I'm not, you know, making love, you know, which I like to do on my time off, if I'm not making love, I'm watching television or eating a turkey sandwich.
Could I come and stay with you for the weekend?
No, you can't.
What? So where else are there TVs?
I would like you to, but I just don't know. The plans I have for this weekend is a lot of love making, and I don't think that voiceover man would be like, go on, Diddy, don't stop now.
No.
Can you just picture it?
No, I really can't.
Diddy.
Move away.
No, not me and you. You telling me. You telling me, like, you know.
There's nothing funny about me, Diddy.
I think that you've taken this joke the wrong way. I was saying if you were commenting on me with the young lady.
No, I'd let you get on with that. I'd be mixing the cocktails downstairs.
You may be able to come hang out.
Right, there we are.
You see, there you go.
You've just got back to New York. You don't want to say yes and then commit yourself. And then he turns up and it's like, oh, God, I said yes on the radio that day. We're moving back to the TVs. Where else do you have them in the house?
Everywhere. Kitchen.
Yep.
TV room.
Anywhere weird?
Right as you're leaving out the door, there's like a TV. That's a TV, and it also controls all of the everything in the house. But it's also like a TV. So imagine your door, and right to the right hand side, upper right hand corner of the door.
I'm imagining it. Yeah.
There's like a television set there.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Now you know this this really famous song.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl? Kesha, right?
Yes.
When you wake up in the morning, you actually are P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Now that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Is that as amazing as people think it must be?
I've always wondered, what in the world was she trying to say?
Right. You've never brushed your teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Have y'all asked her that question? What is she trying to say?
Well, let's listen. Hang on.
Wake up in the morning. morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
grab
girl?
My glasses, I'm yeah. out the door. I'm gonna hit this
but
city.
What is she trying to? What do you think she's
That's
trying
to
say?
That's what she's saying.
But how is she? What is she saying that I'm feeling like?
She's saying you got swag on 1,000 and you feel good.
I don't. But every morning I don't wake up feeling good. I don't mean to disappoint you. Sometimes I feel tired.
Yeah, but see, that's the that is the revelation that you're giving to the people. But to us, it feels like you're happy all the time.
I mean, sometimes like. I have gas.
Thanks for telling me.
So what is she trying to say?
She could have referenced that and still had gas with shades on going to hit the city and it still could be that.
Right.
I mean, sometimes I have a Woody.
Yeah.
No, well, maybe she could buy a Woody.
PG. PG. Thank you.
God. Whew. They will never let me back in here again. I am sorry.
Woody from Toy Story 3.
Oh, yeah.
Toy Story 3.
Walks out and he's
like, you should see you looking at him. Like, you should see him like, are you going to say something? Because he keeps on pushing
see,
and
he
closer
doesn't.
And closer. I promise, I'm not going to go no closer to the line.
That's the one who doesn't speak. But he doesn't speak. He just glares. He's fine today.
Okay, I promise. I'm not gonna go. But I'm. Just, you know what I'm trying to say.
Maybe Kesha needs to remake the song. And sometimes he has some grass. I don't know. It's just an idea with a bit of auto.
Like that. I love it.
Yeah.
No. But I do feel great. I feel blessed when I wake up in the morning. I'm alive. You know, my kids are alive, and you know, I got my crew, Dirty Money, and I got a new single out. Hitting iTunes June 21st under Diddy Dirty Money. I'm looking
at
him.
Good. No. Yeah, I know. You're like, oh, what? Okay, we're gonna play the track. This is Diddy Dirty Money on Radio 1.
Hello, good morning. I want to brace everybody. It sounds different, and different is good. It's innovative. It's energetic. It's the new sound, and it's important for the BBC to be there early. You can't always be following what was tested and proven over there. You have to follow and break what's going on over here. So I'm giving you the new right now. Hello, yes. Good morning. The world premiere. Voiceover man, help me out.
Yes, I think we get the picture.
Here it is. It's Diddy Dirty Money. It's listening Radio 1.
Good morning. Let's go. Let's rock. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Do you want some comments from people?
Yeah.
Instant text messages.
Yeah, let's see how they feel about the record.
Flick in the car says, great, great tune. Carl in Northampton says, amazing. Good to hear that he's mixed it up a bit. And he says, happy Diddy Day.
Yeah. Today is Diddy Day.
It is.
In London.
Kim in Scotland says, Diddy is just a bit of an absolute legend. And I love this song. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's just a few.
Thank you.
Big summer song, says Beth on the M1. So happy with that, girl?
Yeah. Let's give that a round of applause. Yeah. Feels good.
And the album's out in September, right?
September 20th.
Okay. And you've been working with Tiny Temper and Tinchy Strider.
Yeah, Tiny Temper, Tinchy Strider. Shout out to Chipmunk Truth. And also Skepta.
Man.
Skepta did a grind mix. And I think we're going to debut on one of the mixes, the UK, Team UK, with Westwood later. So
okay, excellent. Great. So it's good to work with some UK artists.
Yeah,
as well.
Definitely. I've just... you know, for years I've been coming here as an artist, and you know, just have to be honest, like in the beginning when I was coming here during the hip hop scene, a lot of the hip hop artists, they were sounding more like they were sounding like they were from the US. And as time is going on, I've been so proud of the UK artists, because now they have their own identity, their own sound, their own style, their own sense of pride. And that's what hip hop is about, representing where you come from and doing it in a way that brings everybody into your world.
We've got a much more distinct sound now.
Yeah, so you have a much more distinct sound, and it has a presence to it. It has a soul to it. And I think that it's going to start to do very well over in the US. And I think that now it's more of a two-way street. So I think it's important for us to work together as artists.
Who do you think will do best in the US out of the whole of them?
I think they all stand a great chance. Yeah, I mean, Tiny Temper, Tinchy Shred, I think that they're really on their way. I think that they are really, you know, two of the... I'm not saying, you know, I'm just saying, like, I think that they're... you know, just that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, even with Skepta as an MC, you know, he's really, really dope as an MC. And you know, I think that all of those guys really stand a chance if they step up to the plate and they're ready to put in the work. You know, like we come over here and we have to put in the work, you know what I'm saying? But to be honest, you guys have, you know, opened up your doors more to us, and it's time for us over in the US to open up our doors more to UK artists. And I think that, you know, by us collaborating and any help that I could give the UK artists that have helped me, that, you know, that's the deal that we got. You know, you come over there, anybody I could hook you up with, any doors I could open, you know, that's what I'm trying to do, you know, and vice versa.
What about I gotta ask you girls, Dawn and Kalina, do you get to hear a lot of UK music?
I mean, yeah, definitely. We're fans of UK music. Like, you know, we spoke about, I know Kalina is really, really close with Truth. So he's an up-and-coming rapper. But, like, I was talking about it outside. Like, I'm really loving Sisters. And Cheryl Cole is amazing. I love her. And Pixie Lot.
And Little Dragon.
Little Dragon
for me. I saw this video. This guy, I don't know. Some guy. He has this like real,
falsetto
like, voice, and he has the suit on in the courtroom. Yeah. He has a video.
Plan B. Is it Plan B?
I think so. He has a suit on. His voice. He's a very soulful voice.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Especially on the soul tip. The soul tip. You know, y'all got that down. I mean, I've never seen so many soulful white people in one country in my life.
Definitely stepping up.
I mean, it's just like, you. I mean, we have to admit that there has been some sort of interaction we don't know about, like Aretha Franklin or somebody.
You know, somebody getting vocals.
I don't know, but y'all blacker than y'all think.
Yes, most definitely.
Now, we have a lady who works on our show, and she's a newsreader on BBC Radio 4, and she's very posh.
Really?
We call her the Posh Radio 4 lady, and she's recorded you a message because I think she might want to join you in Diddy Dirty Money. Here's the message.
Hello, Mr. P. Diddley. I'm the Posh Radio 4 lady, and much as it's wonderful to be a Posh Radio 4 lady, I'm wondering if a change in career is what I need. And I don't know if you know, you might have heard that I play the ukulele, so I wondered if you'd have a spot in your Diddy band for me. That would be a unique selling point. There aren't many ukuleles in hip hop. And also, I have been known to go out without my bra.
That's important.
So, just leave that with me.
Yeah. The last part is what the guy's looking at me again, so he said, don't talk about the last part.
Yeah.
So.
she's done a whole audition.
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go, let's ride. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it.
That's just up the remix.
Cause I see.
Take that.
You watching.
Don't stop, baby.
So let's go.
Let's go, let's go.
Let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping.
Cause I've been leaning on the bar, cleaner than the star. Frogs won't give me my props.
My props.
25 on the bank, I'll be stunting on their ass, and they're mad cause won't stop.
I love it.
Hello.
I love it.
Good morning.
There was a certain swag there.
It might have to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're gonna make her an honorary member of Dirty Money. Let's give her a round of applause. She's a member of
the 4L. You're in.
She's in hardcore.
And when you talk about UK groups, there's another like there's a group here that's my favorite, the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Someone just said that you're friends with them or something.
It's my cousin. Matt is my cousin. He's here with me now. He's here.
He should come in here.
He said, can he come in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you being nervous?
Come on, stop.
No. I'm saying seriously. The drummer from the Arctic Monkeys is my cousin.
There he is.
Oh, someone's phone.
He's coming now.
He's coming. And we call him Rufus Black.
Rufus.
Oh yeah.
Rufus
Black. It's Matt,
right?
What's up?
Why does everybody look so shocked?
I'm really like, okay, good.
Just enjoying Posh Lady. That's what
I love her. Yeah. finally, the one that was staring earlier, the one that doesn't speak, he has a thing on his Facebook every 4 years, a bit like the World Cup. He changes his Facebook picture profile. 4 years ago, it was you and him. I just wonder if in a minute we could do, like, because he needs to update it. It's been 4 years. Yeah. Is it okay if we just get a picture? Just because he's been the same Facebook picture for 4 years.
He has a lot of power here, that guy, right? So he can he can help me get my record played?
Yeah, he's...
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, we can talk. We can take a couple of pictures.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent.
There you go.
Yeah. And
we need to talk... He is scaring me. Can you talk?
Yeah.
Man.
No, he can't. He's not allowed to talk. He's called the one that doesn't speak.
He just does these things with his eyes.
Yeah. The great and powerful eyes.
Let's just talk about Russell Brand quickly. You're in Get Me to the Greek.
Queen. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And who are you in the film?
Russell, first of all, as I said, Matt. From the Arctic Monkeys.
Matt, come and step up to the mic. There's not many mics, but come up.
Yeah, Matt. Matt, a lot of people don't know this because they just see people. We have these things when we see color, we make these assumptions that, yo, he's black, he's white, they can't be related. But that's, you know what I'm saying?
I actually see a resemblance.
That's my cousin. And then Russell is my best friend. Mm-hmm. Really, he's my best friend. Like, we've been best friends for over like 10 years before we've done the movies. We've been best friends, and that's my best friend. And I want to make that known, because a lot of people, they act like that can't be true, that Russell Brand and P. Diddy can't be best friends. And that's my best friend, and Matt is my cousin, and the guy that's not talking.
Yeah.
He's my friend too.
He's your friend.
I love it.
Well, Matt, how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, great actually.
Yeah, it's good to be here, right?
Nice to be here. Yeah.
Did you enjoy the Posh Radio 4 lady?
Yeah, my favorite bit so far.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he played drums with me on the show tonight.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ross.
Jonathan Ross.
Oh, which we'll get to see tonight.
Yeah, which we'll get to see tonight. So you can see how we he's also part of the Dirty Money crew.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you, everybody.
Thanks
for coming in today.
No, it's Rufus. Rufus Black. We changed Matt's name to Rufus Black.
Rufus Black.
Yeah. And we changed your name to Leroy. We do that all the time.
Oh, God. Leroy Brown.
Leroy Brown and Rufus Black.
You should try it. That's what I do. I change my name all the time.
What do I do?
Your name is Leroy.
Okay, I'm Leroy Mills.
Leroy Brown.
Whatever.
Leroy Brown. Rufus Black. Leroy Brown.
Know your name.
Right, okay. Thank you, the guy
that doesn't talk, his name is Quiet Storm.
Yeah. Thank you, voiceover man, as well. Well,
thank you very much. We could talk here all day. It's been marvelous.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're
leaving in a minute. I'd like to leave you with a little gift. I have for you here 3 standard class tickets for the Heathrow Express.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much.
Keeping it real. Thank you, Diddy. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Everybody, everybody, make sure you call up and request hello, good morning. Diddy
morning.
Dirty Money, and download it
Get
on the 21st.
Into it.
We love you guys. Have a great weekend
from the Dirty Money crew.
Today's Diddy Day in London.
That was brilliant. Wow.